Should we resist the mind or wait for it to calm down? What is the right way to control the mind? Answer. Dealings with the mind are like a war, and different strategies are required at different times. Sometimes neglect, sometimes resist. Letting the mind do what it wants, or doing what the mind wants, is different from waiting for water to settle down. What it conveys is that sometimes we are very disturbed by something and we are provoked and then we can't reason clearly what we should do at that time. We must let things settle down. At this point, letting things settle down also requires going against the mind. The mind may impel us to do many things at such a point, but letting the mind to wander in wilderness is not at all wise. We might create more trouble. Settling down means to not act on all the impulses that the mind prompts us when we are provoked. Impulsive reactions are rarely the best actions we can do. In ignorance, it is lethargic and indecisive. In passion, it is impulsive. And in goodness, it is relatively stable. In a transcendental state, it is serving God. When in ignorance and in confusion, settle down and then think later and decide after it. Arjuna would have gone to the forest if he had acted according to his mind alone. Essentially, when we are indecisive, we must calm down and seek guidance from good people who wish good for us. In passion, the mind impels us in the wrong direction. We must strongly resist. Now, this doesn't mean we have to reject everything that we like to do. We need to understand the difference between inclinations and passions. Svabhav and Vasana. We need to use our inclinations to serve God, like reading or socializing, etc. When we are impelled towards lust, anger, etc., that's when we have to resist the mind. There is a concept of dovetailing as well. If we are inclined to do something, then we must do it in the service of God. Some people like to sing, so they can sing for God. When we have inclinations, then we have to dovetail it towards serving God. There is no one strategy to control the mind. But according to time, place and circumstances, we must adopt different measures. Therefore, if we find certain situations where the mind troubles us, then we need to find an action plan for those situations. We might need an arsenal of weapons to deal with the mind. Letting things wait doesn't always work. Waiting means while devoting service takes its effect. We need to be patient while we are practicing devotional service. Without devotional service, we will have to wait for eternity. One should have enthusiasm for taking up devotional service.